It's 8:41 on a Tuesday morning. Joining us now in our studios, we have a couple of special guests from the Northfield Arts Guild. We have Michael Johnson, who is the executive director. Michael, thank you so much for coming in.
Good to be here.
And Bob Thacker is with us as well. I guess, would you be a volunteer? Are you a board member?
I'm kind of all those things.
And more.
All right. We have a monthly segment here with the Arts Guild is to promote some of the things they have coming on. And you've got, coming up, you have one real big event, and that's this coming Saturday night, the annual gala for the arts. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, this year we're celebrating our 65th year as an organization, and it's our annual fundraiser as well. So we've got an art auction, an experience auction, and just a chance to reconnect with, you know, our friends and the lovers of the arts here in Northfield.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
It'll be at the Armory.
And Bob, you're involved with that?
I don't know,
a chair? What's your role?
I'm not a chair. I'm just a chair mover. It's going to be a really lovely evening. One of the things that makes Northfield so vibrant are the arts. And the Arts Guild is really kind of the epicenter of the arts here in the city. And so this is a chance for everybody who really loves the arts and wants the arts to thrive to come out and show their support at the event on Saturday night. And we have some great community sponsors, people who've stepped up and said, we'll help make this a special evening. And so just some of them to quickly share the list: Community Resource Bank, SMSQ Architects, Carlson Capital, Neuger Communication, Schmidt Homes, Armory Square, Goodnight Eder, Northfield Construction, Heritage Bank, The Rare Pair, and Hogan Brothers. It's like everybody in town is supporting us. And we really, it's going to be a wonderful evening. There's some really outstanding art and crafts that are being auctioned. The silent auction is always kind of a really fun night to see what's really happening in the arts and a chance to own a piece of it. So, and some wonderful experiences.
And as I understand, we're a pretty fun group to hang out with from what I've heard about last year's event. So I'm excited to party with Guildies.
Yes. Yeah. No, we know how to throw down a good time.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Kind of walk us through the night. You get in, it's going to be a dinner, entertainment.
What do you have? The tickets are $50 and you can easily get them at the door. No advance purchase necessary. Mm-hmm. So come to the Armory at 6:00. And there will be food, all kinds of heavy appetizers. And
so Ruthie's on staff is catering, as was last year, and she's fabulous to work with.
That's a great sales pitch right there.
Yeah. Come on down.
And I'll just also say we've got some entertainment by Doug Maddow, fabulous piano player. And then Edward T. McKinley is going to be our MC for the night, keeping us in line and having fun.
It'll be great.
Yeah, T. McKinley, he's a good guy for the job. And, every year, you look at what the local artists bring in, whether it's at an event like this or you go Christmas shopping, at the Guild. The quality of art that Northfield artists, visual artists we're talking here, I'm talking in specific, right now I'm talking about visual artists, but there's such a variety and it's all so well done. Northfield really has a thriving arts community.
It really is. And beyond the visual arts, the performing arts, the theater, the music programs, all those things, come from the Guild.
Yeah.
And there'll be little samples of some of that. There's some opportunity to buy some experiences.
And Pauline would definitely want me to say that we're going to be announcing our 65th theater season at the event, so stay tuned.
Yeah. All right. I'd ask you for a preview, but I'll let...
Yeah, I gotta go.
I'd say we're turning 65, but we're not retiring.
Yes.
That, you'd mentioned the performing arts and the Arts Guild does support so many of those and unites them together. Pauline, of course, has had a long affiliation now with KYMN with her show Musician Talk and a few other things that she's done. You can't unload on the 65th season, but what do you have going on in that theater?
Absolutely. Well, over the next few months, we've got several things. So for those of you that are familiar with our 411 concert series, we just had a fabulous one on Sunday night, and that will continue on May 5th. So a great gift for Mother's Day, I would say. We got three beautiful women who have been on stages in the Twin Cities all over, super talented. In addition to that, we've got The Matchmaker, which is a comedy. So our very own board chair, Susan Carlson, is also directing that. And that kicks off on April 19th for 3 weekends. So I encourage folks to get tickets. It's online. And we also have, you know, as always, fabulous gallery shows. So we just wrapped up the All School Art Show, which was a great representation of talent from K through all the way through high school. And right now we've got the college show. So five college students, the emerging artist students from Olaf and Carlton displaying, and that work will be up through mid-April. As well, we also have satellite galleries. So Joyce Francis has collage work up at City Hall. And we also have pastoral projection and photographs that are still on display upstairs at the Guild downtown location.
All right. Can people just pop in?
What are the always. Hours open? So our hours are always Tuesday through Friday, noon to 5, and then Saturday, 11 to 4.
Mm-hmm. So just stop on in and you can absolutely give yourself a self-guided tour of that.
Mentioning the fabulous local art, so the artists that are displaying, we have over 100 artists in our shop. Always a great chance to get a good gift and really affordable and talented pieces.
And do you have, I know in the past you've had a history of having some like ongoing classes, arts classes, yeah, and workshops and things like
there's
that?
There's so many classes. I'll highlight this week, there's adult paint in the evening. So before the snow falls on Thursday, come out. We also have classes for ceramics all throughout the week, all the time. The best way to learn about that is to sign up for our newsletter and to check out our website.
All right. What else would you like to bring up?
Well, it's an exciting time. It really is. And this Saturday will be the culmination of the year for the Guild. And having been there last year and seen what a great evening it was, I know this year will be even better. So I'd urge everybody to come.
Yeah, and we couldn't do it without the support of the community. We have thousands of volunteers that have built this institution over the past 6.5 decades. So congratulations to them, and thanks so much for giving us the time to talk about it.
Well, congratulations on 65 years. Is there a birthday?
So it's actually in August. So okay. Yeah, we'll have a birthday party outside of the theater, I think. But we're going to celebrate all year, all that we can.
Why not? Why not? Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated. Best of luck to you Saturday night. And once again, that's at the
Armory, 6 to 9.
Armory Square, 6 to 9.
We'll see you there.
Sounds good. Take care.